went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost better. Keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 and then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Hantoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Hantoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Bruce Bagan from B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're proud sponsors of When Your Health Matters. Please appreciate that as a pool and spa builder, we are committed to making sure that you can get the most health benefits from owning your own hot water spa. And that's why we carry a full line of Sundance Spas, the world's leading manufacturer of hydrotherapy spas. Relaxation is one of the best ways to take care of your health. And when you own your own Sundance Spa, you can unwind at home every day in the privacy and comfort of your own home. Each Sundance Spa has dozens of precisely placed water jets to pamper you with their massaging bubbles. B&B Pool and Spa Center carries a full line of Sundance spas and is a factory-authorized warranty center. Come to B&B. You'll be amazed at how easy we make it to have your own personal hydrotherapy spa. We'll handle everything for you, so just sit back and relax. Visit the water professionals at B&B Pool and Spa Center, where we've been helping customers relax and enjoy their water since 1972. 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com or call 888-706-4557. That's bbpoolandspa.com or 888-706-4557.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network. You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hantoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We're located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. And if you want to see me, that's the best way to see me, is to come to the address, come through the front door, and I'll be happy to see you with a smile on my face. But there are people out there who are, I don't know, I guess they get nervous by meeting new people, and I don't want you to be nervous, which is why I do this show. Hopefully you become familiar with me and you feel like you know me. It's funny, I get people that come into my office that think they know me because they've listened to me for so long, or they've heard me on the radio before or whatever, and I appreciate that. But for those of you who want to talk to me before you come see me, the best way to do that would be to call my cell phone directly at area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. That is my cell phone. I will be the one answering the phone. And please don't text that phone. If I'm in with a patient and I don't answer the phone, please don't text me, because the phone does not receive texts. I will never get it. You will never get a response. So that's a bad way to go about trying to get an answer. But if you do want to use that technology, you can email me. Email me at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick at spineboy.com. And whether it's face-to-face, whether it's on the phone, whether it's email, whatever the case is, I just want to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have. And the man that helps me do that every week, except when he's on vacation, is the man Mark Sabin. He's a very, very good friend of mine, one of my closest friends. He knows so much about me, and we've spent so much time together doing these shows over the last greater than 10 years, etc. And He's a wonderful human being. He's an interfaith minister. He actually was the officiant at my wedding and helped my wife and I get married. And he's a father extraordinaire. He's a Tai Chi master, recently back from, I don't know, would you call it Tai Chi camp?
It was a martial art camp, exactly.
It was a martial art camp over in Malaysia there, Thailand, and he's just a great, great person, and we appreciate everything that he does, the time, energy, and effort to come up with the topics and to ask the questions that you, the listener, would want answers to. We want to say welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, thanks for the kind introduction, Doc Rick. You know, the thing that I like to do about this show is that when I engage you in a conversation, which would be very much similar to what would happen to somebody who's listening to the show who would call you up or would come into your office for a visit, and have that kind of dialogue with you where you can just simply ask the questions that you want answers to. And of course, because we do this every week, I try to get topics that cover the range of things that people might be concerned in general about their health. But you're willing to take on an individual that would come to you with their personal questions, their personal situation, very specific, and help them address that. And it's a great gift that you offer.
Well, I appreciate that, Mark. And the truth is that we all have imbalances within our lives, and there's always things that we're going to need to put some attention on and to highlight. And that's the nature of life. Life is perpetual change. And so there's always going to be changes and things that we need to take care of. And if you don't take care of it initially, it'll eventually become a crisis. And when it becomes a crisis, that's how our healthcare system is set up. It's crisis care, and they're always trying to put fires out. And my perspective is always, you know, I was influenced a lot growing up as a kid by Smokey the Bear. And what did he say at the end of every one of his commercials?
Help prevent forest fires.
Only you can prevent forest fires.
That's right.
Only you. And it's that you know, dovetails well with my philosophy on health. Only you can prevent your health imbalances. Only you. And using me as a facilitator to enhance the aspects of your body that you can enhance yourself, it's a co-creative process to where I help empower you, the one with the body, on how to take better control of the body. And there's certain things that I can't do to myself. I go to the chiropractor and I get adjusted by a chiropractor because I can't adjust myself. And so it's about staying on top of things and being proactive. And I think one of the most important things is starting at the beginning of where disease starts.
Absolutely. And that's really going to be the focus of our show today, which is something that you've talked about extensively, which is basically all disease is related to what's going on in your digestive system and what the food that you're taking in and how your digestive system is able to handle that. So today I wanted to talk to you about why your digestive tract is such a real key to good health.
Well, it's about fuel source. It's about quality of fuel and the assimilation and the burning of that fuel without any loss in the quality of what it is that you should be getting out of that fuel. And fuel in this case is food.
But then there's also the other side of the equation, which is you have to be able to eliminate the things that are not good for your body.
Exactly. And so we need to have a filtration system that sifts through what mm-hmm. we're being exposed to, and it holds on to the good ingredients, and it gets rid of the bad ingredients, and it gets rid of the bad ingredients in an efficient manner so that they don't sit around and clog up the works, so to speak. It's interesting. Every once in a while, I'll be flipping the channels around, and I come across, the Gold Rush program on Discovery, or I think it's on, maybe on, I think it's on Discovery Channel. And these guys are up in Alaska, and they're mining for gold. And they have these things that they pour dirt into, mm-hmm. and then it goes through, and it's kind of like shakes, and it allows the gold to settle on the bottom while they wash the rest of the stuff off, and the gold gets caught in these little traps, and they don't know if they've harvested any gold from the pile of dirt that they've run through their machine until after they turn it off and let all the water drain out, and then they can see how much gold they've collected. And it's mm-hmm. it's like, yeah, well, your digestive system is the same way. You want it to hold on to the gold, if you will, from your food sources, mm-hmm. and you want it to wash away the rest of the ingredients that are non-essential. And the challenge is that most of what goes on in our society, our food is made up of a whole bunch of non-essential essential ingredients and the true ingredients that help to support a person to be healthy, those have all been processed out and refined and bastardized and genetically modified, etc. So we're not even getting quality ingredients. But assuming that you're able to get quality ingredients, you have to be able to digest it and assimilate it and be able to use the results of that for the purposes of health.
Well, one of the things that is so interesting about that process is that in your body, in particular, we've talked about this extensively, in your digestive tract, there are more non-human cells in there than there are human cells.
Yes, and truth be told, Mark, you were the one that made me aware of that doing research for this show. And I had a sense of that, but I never really thought of what the numbers are. And that, you know, I don't worry so much about how many cells the body has, roughly, you know, trillions and trillions to quadrillions, whatever. But there's more microbes in our bowel system to help us digest and assimilate our food and get value out of our food than there are cells in our body.
It's that whole breaking down process that the microbes are able to do. They do that in nature. They do that in, if you have a natural body of water, it's the microbes that begin to digest the things that, you know, the leaves and things that are, you know, falling into the water. In your digestive tract, you need this microbiome of living organisms to help you break down the food so that it can cross the barrier between your small intestine and your body so you can absorb it and get the nutrition you need.
Correct. And these microbes are very, very important, and it's only been recent that society has become aware of the value of this thing that we're talking about called your microbiome. And the challenge is it needs to be maintained in a very delicate balance. Mm-hmm. And depending upon what you're eating, you can disrupt that balance, and depend upon what's in the food of what it is that you're eating, or the preparation process or some other things that we ingest, they disrupt how that microbiome is balanced and how your body absorbs and assimilates the food, and it ends up leading to health issues. So just to be clear, all disease is nutritional deficiency. All disease will ultimately end up as autoimmune disease, and all of it can be fixed by getting quality nutritional ingredients and having your digestive system in a way that allows you to get the most value out of that. And if you don't get the most value out of your food, then you're going to have to supplement that food with the ingredients that you can't get just from typical mm-hmm. food.
And one of the things that is really relevant to understand in terms of this process is that We have this idea that bacteria is a bad thing, but not all bacteria is bad.
No, we have different bacteria related to good bacteria versus bad bacteria. And the good bacteria, they help us survive and thrive, and the bad bacteria are the ones that end up creating infection. And so we want to make sure that we have the ability to maintain more of the good bacteria and less of the bad bacteria so that we can just at least maintain a level of health, but always being trying to upgrade our health.
So is that it? Does the good bacteria actually help fight off the bad bacteria as well?
It does. I mean, if there's only 3 seats in a theater and there's 6 people that want it and 6 people are considered, quote, bad, and I mm-hmm. mean, 3 people are bad and 3 people are good, the faster you get in the chair, if you're a good one, then it keeps the bad ones out, so to speak.
So, because I wanted to talk to you about this idea of digestive disruptors, so let's begin with this basic question. What is a digestive disruptor?
It's a chemical or a non-natural food stuff that interferes with and destroys the delicate microbiome balance and results in the foundational reason for growing disease, which is nutritional deficiencies because you can't absorb your food properly.
And when you can't absorb your food properly, this is a thing that I believe you call dysbiosis?
Yes, dysbiosis is when the microbiome is out of balance and is disrupted, and when you get this thing called dysbiosis, then that interferes with your body's ability to actually absorb and process and assimilate the food to allow for normal health and healing.
So can you prevent dysbiosis, or is it something you're stuck with?
Well, you can definitely restore a proper microbiome, mm-hmm. and you can maintain a proper microbiome, but you need to be aware of all the different ways that you upset that microbiome, or in this case, we're calling it digestive system disruption. So there's several ways that I have seen that are just common in everyday life that we do literally every day that upsets the microbiome and leads to nutritional deficiency diseases. Mm-hmm. And if we're truly going to talk about prevention, we want to go back to the source. And so I'm always looking for what's the mechanism of cause, and looking at what all disease comes from, it's nutritional deficiency diseases. And because of the overprocessing of our food, that's why we get the diseases that we get. So what can we do to prevent that? Well, we need to eat high quality food. We talk about that all the time. Real mm-hmm. food mm-hmm. that nature grows, not genetically modified food, not long shelf life food, not completely refined and processed, or what I call crap food. So putting in the ingredients is important, but being able to digest them and assimilate them is important. So that's why we want to talk about right. all the different ways we trash our digestive system.
Right, because one of the main ways that we've talked about that is a critical one, and we've talked extensively about on the show, is the use of antibiotics and how that affects your health. And that's not just talking about antibiotics that you may have taken because you had a sore throat or some kind of infection that you had to fight off. There are other ways that we're ingesting massive amounts of antibiotics.
Right, exactly. And that's just it. And the antibiotics gets rid of the bad bacteria, but it also gets rid of the good bacteria. And so that in itself is one of the main reasons why we get digestive system disruptors, is by taking antibiotics, because that is directly a reason for why the microbiome goes out of balance.
And we're getting antibacterial things going on in things like soaps and cleaners, and all those things are going to be eliminating the good bacteria along with the bad.
Right. So when you have a hand sanitizer or an antibacterial soap, and you're washing your hands with it, and you're, you know, cleaning all the ways that you touch different surfaces, and you're doing that, you know, I see people that they actually carry it. You know, women have it attached to their handbag,
yeah.
a little squeeze bottle kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's just like, okay, well, yeah, maybe they have kids and they want to make sure that their kids aren't spreading germs, et cetera. Well, at the end of the day, what you're doing is you're destroying the microbiome that's associated with your skin. And that allows things to get in, which also disrupts how the body processes things. And so then that in itself leads to inefficient functioning, which leads to the foundational basis for, again, disrupting that delicate microbiome, which is the protective barrier that allows us to process things normally.
And from what I'm reading and the research that I'm doing, is if you just use plain soap, not antibacterial soap, but just soap and water, and wash your hands, and even in that, it's the friction of rubbing your hands that does more of the cleaning of the things that you want to get rid of than anything else.
Right. And so using just traditional soap and warm water is going to be totally fine, and you don't need any of the antibacterial, antimicrobial stuff, because when those things first came on the scene, okay, it led to people really starting to understand, well, what's going on here? That was what led to the true discovery and all this huge science about the microbiome now.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, because what you find out is that if you kill off, there is a microbiome on your skin. So if you kill off all the bacteria on your skin, then you are actually making yourself not only more susceptible, but isn't this what's led to some of the outburst of these superbugs and these other kinds of bacteria that are resistant to some of the ways that we have of trying to get rid of them?
Oh, absolutely. And that's the problem, is once you've gotten rid of the defense mechanism, then disease starts to grow. And look around. We have plenty of disease in this country.
We have plenty of disease. Now, I mean, one of the things that, because most of the antibiotics being used are in the food chain, aren't they?
Most of the antibiotics are in the food chain. All the livestock that we eat that is brought to market so that we can feed ourselves, the chickens, the beefs, the pork, all of these animals that are farm-raised, that they're treated with antibiotics to make sure that they're not going to have sickly cows or sickly chickens or sickly pigs or sickly sheep or whatever the case is. And as a result, we get the effects of that because their microbiome has been denatured and destroyed. That causes them to have substandard proteins associated with who they are, and then we eat those proteins, and now we're using those substandard proteins to try to repair our proteins, and then we have problems.
So now you see more and more on the grocery shelves, no antibiotics. I have a hard time actually believing that when I'm seeing these mass-produced meats and things like that, that it's actually true.
Right, and that's the difference between you, who's somebody who's informed, versus somebody who just keeps their head down and just assumes that the Food and Drug Administration have our best interests at heart. You know, the FDA stands for Food and Drug Administration. Those are two things that should be completely separated from each other. But they're under one governing body, and the emphasis in this country, if you just take a look at the finances, is always going to be on the drugs. So it's more about drugs than it is about food, and now we're finding drugs in our food.
Yeah, and now we're finding drugs in our food. So is there any way to get around having these antibiotics getting into your system?
Yeah, I mean, take a probiotic. Okay. Source where you're getting your food from so that you know that it's minimally involved versus mm-hmm. maximally involved. I mean, there are farms out there that are farm-to-table type thing to where they're going out of their way to grow small batches of food to distribute to their local community versus the large mass-produced foods that go to the companies that distribute it to us.
Right. The factory farming is part of the reason that you have this need for antibiotics in livestock is because of the proximity that you're keeping all these animals in such close proximity that disease spreads from one animal to another.
Exactly.
They don't have the chance to be healthy themselves.
No, they're starting out in an environment that isn't very healthy, whether it's farm-raised fish, whether it's farm-raised, shrimp, mm-hmm. lobsters. I mean, there's so much of that farm-raised stuff, and you know, they don't have to put it on the label, so you don't know whether you're getting real or not getting real.
Right, right. And they have and there's an incredible mortality rate amongst all these kinds of animals that are doing that, which never get into the food chain because
right.
they're dying before they have a chance to.
Correct.
Well, this is a fascinating conversation. I want to get in our next segment into the specifics of these digestive disruptors, but before we do, we need to take a short commercial break to hear from a generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
Very good. So please listen to this commercial and we'll be right back. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Why do I keep getting sick? Why can't I get healthy? Why do I have to take all these medications? You want to be well. You want to know why you're not. You want answers. Now you can find out why by asking Dr. Why. Dr. Y is a holistic healthcare provider who has dedicated his life to uncovering the causes of health concerns. Dr. Y has traveled the globe, studying the best natural ways to help you to wellness. He'll identify the root causes of your health concerns, get you the answers you want, and help you to health in a natural, drug-free way. Schedule a visit with Dr. Y today. He'll take the time to get to know you and your concerns. He'll explain your health imbalances so you can understand them. He'll help you form a plan to return you to health and balance naturally. If you're tired of feeling sick and a lack of results from prescription medications, you need to ask why, and you deserve answers. Dr. Richard Huntoon provides understandable answers and gives sensible solutions without relying on drugs or surgery. Schedule your consultation today by calling 845-561-2225. That's 845-561-2225.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. So short of coming into my office to meet with me face-to-face, which is always your best option, the next best thing to do would be to call my cell phone directly. It's the phone that I carry with me, that I will be the one answering the phone. What a better way to get a hold of me is just call my phone. So that phone number is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. Or please don't text that phone, but if you do want to use that kind of technology, you can always email me at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. And hey, let's have a conversation. Let's start the ball rolling. Let's give you the understanding that you need how to get your health back together. This show is called When Your Health Matters. And if you're taking the time to reach out to me, then I realize that your health does matter, and we want to get you expedited as quickly as possible, because your health will never be better than it is today unless you do something to improve it.
Well, I think most everybody's around has some kind of health challenge.
If you're an American, then you're obligated to have it.
I think if you're an earthling,
that's
probably.
That's what we do.
Exactly. So So what we're talking about today is this idea of dysbiosis. So what is it that causes dysbiosis?
Well, there's many things, Mark, of which I've identified at least 15 different ways we disrupt the microbiome on a daily basis.
Well, let's talk about those specifically. So what are, besides antibiotics, which we talked about in the first segment, what other things disrupt your
digestion? Well, realistically, it's our life choices, some we choose and some that may have been chosen for us. Again, Mark, it's a lack of understanding that leads to this problem, which is what I would like to change for our listeners today.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things that would seem to me that we could talk about is, you know, people take a lot of over-the-counter medication.
They do take a lot of over-the-counter medications, and even if you're not getting the prescription medications, the over-the-counter drugs have an effect on your digestive system. It's interesting because if you put toxic chemicals in a stream, what do you call that?
Pollution.
Right. But if you filter them through your microbiome and filter them through your liver and your kidneys and change the way that your body functions as a result, you would think that would be polluting the body. Well, you are polluting the body, but they term it differently. They call that modern medicine. And that they want you to think is acceptable. But in reality, you're using these toxic chemicals known to have harmful side effects, and one of the side effects is they disrupt your body's ability to have normal function and normal physiology. I mean, we know that blood pressure medication alters your physiology to regulate your blood pressure at a lower level. So we know that these medications alter physiological functioning, and we're talking about the physiological functioning of your most important system, your digestive system. So even assuming that you're putting quality ingredients in, if you're taking an over-the-counter medication, you're probably not getting the value out of the food that you would think you would if you weren't taking that medication.
But you might need the medication for some crisis that's going on in your body.
Hopefully, it's very short term, because that's initially what medicine was for, was to get people out of crisis.
Right. If you have a severe headache, to take something to relieve the
pain. To alleviate the inflammation causing the headache, yes. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, what I've taught people from the very first day of practice is like, okay, you may get quicker results by taking an aspirin, but then go fix the reason for why you got the headache and let me fix that for you, and then you don't require the dependence of taking an aspirin, because now you don't get headaches because we got rid of the source of it.
So if these are digestive disruptors, well, what about if there are medications that people inhale? Do those also cause digestive disruption?
Well, it's going to eventually lead to in a roundabout way. Why? Because you have the same microbiome that covers your skin, that covers your digestive system, that also covers your respiratory system.
Mm-hmm.
So when you take in an inhaler like a steroid,
yep.
Okay, for somebody who is asthmatic and you know, in an acute situation, I understand that, but take the inhaler to get you out of crisis and then get on the phone and call me so that we can fix the reason for why you have asthma, so that you don't have to have asthma as a life sentence. You don't have to have, you know, I'm LISA and I have COPD. You know, you don't have to have those things. Don't claim them. Come get them solved so that you can just go back to being healthy, and don't be put on lifetime medications, because they disrupt how the body functions by altering our microbiome, whether it's mm-hmm. in your lungs, on your skin, or in your digestive system.
Then I presume the same is true for things like lotions and ointments that you might put on your skin.
Well, depending upon what's in them. I mean, if mm-hmm. you're taking one that's got a lot of fragrance associated with it, okay, fragrances are founded in what was the carrying mechanism for the fragrance. I believe it's called alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's interesting. If you want to sterilize your skin before you get a shot, what do they use?
They use alcohol.
They use alcohol. So they use alcohol to sterilize your skin.
To kill the bacteria.
To kill any potential pathogenic bacteria right. on the surface of your skin before they give you a shot.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think drinking alcohol does to your digestive system microbiome?
You would think that it would have not a good effect on the microbiome.
Not a good effect on the microbiome. And who has a tendency to drink alcohol?
Every adult.
Yeah, because they don't have a lot of calories anymore. it's totally suitable, because you won't be drinking a lot of calories, but no, you'll be trashing your digestive system, and then the calorie aspect doesn't really matter.
It's really not that important. So we talked about over-the-counter medications. The same has to be true of prescription medications, right?
We talked about alcohol.
Right.
We talked about antibiotics.
What about things like, we didn't talk about the fact that alcohol also feeds yeast, right? And doesn't the microbiome need yeast for food?
Yeah, but it needs to be balanced, okay? Uh-huh. And the challenge is when it's out of balance because of antibiotics and you have an overgrowth of yeast, you got that leaky gut microbiome, yeast candida overgrowth. Mm-hmm. You know what yeast feeds off of?
Sugar, right?
Feeds off of sugar.
That's how you
how
make
many
alcohol.
People are addicted to sugar?
I'd say, well, how many people do we have in America?
Right. How many people on the planet? You know, it's like, okay, so if you have an addiction to sugar, you know your microbiome is disrupted. And by eating sugar, okay, you're just feeding that dysbiosis. You're feeding the imbalance and you're creating the foundational basis for malabsorption, for inflammation, for nutritional deficiency diseases, and ultimately autoimmune disease and all of that.
All that. Now, another thing, and we talked about just last week, I think, a little bit, but water. If you live in a city, if you live in a municipal area, the chances are you're getting chlorine in your drinking water. Or if you have a swimming pool that you treat with chlorine to keep, you know, the things from growing in there that you don't want to keep the water safe.
What do you think that does if you're sitting in a pool of chlorine that prevents microbes from growing? What do you think that does to the microbes on your skin?
Same thing it does to the water.
Right. Okay. And if you've ever gone into a chlorinated pool, tell me you never got any of that in your mouth.
Oh, of course you do.
Of course you do. And yeah. If municipalities, if you live in an area that the water is supplied to you by the municipality and you got the Safe Water Act and all of those things going on, mm-hmm. that means that they've treated the water with chlorine as a disinfectant. Now, you're drinking chlorinated water, which chlorine is one of the halides. It's one of the toxic halides. There's chlorine, there's fluoride, and there's bromide. Okay, chlorine's in our water. It's in our detergents, okay? Fluoride is in our toothpaste. It's in table salt. It's in other, as a food additive for other types of foods, okay? Bromide is found in all flour-based products as an additive to flour to give it a little bit more consistency and substance. And so we're taking in three toxic halides that interfere with your body's ability to metabolize and assimilate iodine. And iodine is the primary halide necessary to make your thyroid function and make your immune system strong. So if you're taking in chlorine, if you're taking in fluoride, if you're taking in bromine through flour-based products, through water and through table salt and dental treatments and all of those things, you're also disrupting your microbiome and you're hindering your body's ability to absorb and assimilate iodine.
Now, iodine isn't part of the digestive system, is it?
It's not part of the digestive system, but it is part of the immune system. You have iodine receptors on every cell of your body. Why would God put iodine receptors on every cell of our body? Because we need iodine, okay? We need salt. We need iodized salt. The challenge is that iodized salts is not as you know, well-rounded as, let's say, a sea salt is. Mm-hmm. But we need an ionized form of iodine in order for us to be able to absorb and assimilate it. But if you're putting fluoride, chlorine, and bromide in your system, which you are every day, that disrupts the microbiome, mm-hmm. it also blocks your ability to absorb iodine, which leads to thyroid issues and other immune system problems.
Mm-hmm. And what is it that the iodine does for your system? How does it help your...
Well, iodine is a natural antibacterial, and if you appreciate the fact that when you're old enough, when you were young, mm-hmm. okay, and you got a cut, what did your mom...
put iodine on a
they
cut.
They put iodine on it. Why?
It would kill whatever...
It's a disinfectant.
It's a disinfectant.
Okay. But also, it works with the body. And iodine is very, very important for making sure that your thyroid functions because you need iodine to produce thyroid hormone.
Aha. Uh-huh. So, and the thyroid.
So it's got a disinfectant standpoint. Okay. Mm-hmm. It prevents abnormal bacteria from getting into the body, which is why every cell has an iodine receptor as a defender. It's like a border wall that we don't uh-huh. have. Okay. It keeps infections from happening. Okay. But it's also needed metabolically to help the thyroid function.
So that's one of the things that would distinguish it from something like chlorine, which can kill the bacteria. If iodine can kill the bacteria, but it has a more complex relationship to the human body.
Right, it has a more beneficial effect. Mm-hmm. And so it allows for the iodine to function, whereas chlorine and fluoride and bromine interfere with iodine's ability to function.
And they sort of take over one aspect of its, what it can do for the body, but then it corrupts it in another way.
Right. And so those three halides are toxic, and they create digestive mm-hmm. system disruption.
Now, one of the things that that they use to try to keep water safe is this one particular pathogen called E. coli. And you hear about this on the news quite often, an E. coli outbreak. But is it true that most people have some level of E. coli in their intestines?
Yeah, inside your large intestine is the home for E. coli. And it's normal for it to be inside your large intestine and to help with the breakdown of food.
Really?
The problem that we have is if that E. coli gets out of your digestive system and gets into the body in a different form, in a different way.
You mean like in your blood?
In your blood, or if it goes in through your digestive, it's like comes in through your mouth.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It's like, all right, well, if you're in a swimming pool and somebody's had an accident in the pool related to fecal material, okay, that you need those disinfectants. That's why I stay away from any kind of pools that have chlorine in them, because I don't want to leach the iodine out of my system. I want my body to work properly, but also I'm just not comfortable sitting in a pool that the public has access to, and I have no idea what their hygiene is, and I mm-hmm. don't need their hygiene influencing my hygiene.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this means really that public drinking water could actually be a major contributor to dysbiosis.
Public drinking water is a major problem with our public drinking water. We need to appreciate that our personal hygiene and the choices that we make and the choices that we've been given that have been made for us, they influence our overall health, which is why it's so important that we have shows like this where you as the consumer can start to learn, how do I take control of my situation, okay? I can't change the fact that my municipality and the city that I live in is maintaining potable water,
right.
Water that's, quote, safe to drink.
Right.
Well, it's safe to drink from those standards, but guess what? Put a filtration system in that gets rid of all the things that they add to the water in order to make it safe, or just simply drink spring water or mineral water or artesian well water.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the process of building a house, and I know where the water line comes into the house, and I've already talked to the company that's going to put my whole house filter in. Why? It's not going to influence my drinking water because I have water delivered for that,
mm-hmm.
okay, because I would rather do that and know that that's buttoned up and taken care of. But I don't want things coming in. Chlorine dries out your skin, okay?
Right.
And because I'm in a community that is supplied by municipal water, there's not a well in my backyard because the water tables, see, you're not going to put wells in where I live. So it's municipal water. So I want to put a filtration system right as the water, I'm not responsible for what they've done to the water. I'm responsible for whether I let it affect me or not. So I'm going to put a whole house filter right at the water source to the house so that everything that comes after that, I don't have to worry about. I can mm-hmm. take a shower. We're having a big, huge tub put in our bathroom. So I can take a tub anytime I want. But I'm going to be sitting in water that isn't got huge amounts of chlorine in it. Why? Because
mm-hmm.
I like taking tubs.
Yeah, and the only way to do that safely is to be able to make sure that you don't have those kinds of toxins
right.
in the water.
And as I continue to get older, I want to make sure that I'm preparing for a productive later stage of my life, not growing disease that requires me to be going to the doctor at least once a week, because that's
mm-hmm.
that's the full-time job for anybody who's no longer in the workforce.
It seems to be.
Retire from work, your new job is going to the doctor.
It's three times a week at the doctor's office. Well, this is a fascinating conversation about digestive disruptors, and it really is relevant to just everybody that is alive and eating food. Because there's no way that you can live in this life without getting these digestive disruptors into your body through various channels, even if you're trying to do everything correct in your own practice.
Right. And so what's important for the listener is understanding that if you're upsetting your digestive system every day because of these digestive system disruptors, what do you do to prevent it from happening? Well, you minimize your exposure to those digestive system disruptors.
As much as you can.
But you're not going to eliminate them. So what do you do to put back the good bacteria, Mark?
Well, one of the things I know we've talked about extensively is a probiotic.
Exactly.
Putting something back that builds the bacteria back.
And how often do we talk about the importance of a probiotic?
Probably every week.
Right. Every single week we mention the importance of probiotics. Well, now you have a show that explained why you need a probiotic, because if you're disrupting your digestive system all day, every day, and upsetting that microbiome of the necessary bacteria, now maybe you as the listener understand, why is Dr. Rick always talking about the need for probiotics?
Well, one of the things that I've understood about probiotics is that just like in the world, we live in a diverse world where there are a lot of different things. Probiotics are also something that's diverse. So you'll see, if you go into the store, you might see on the shelves different probiotics, or people that sell yogurt say, we have probiotics. But they're not all equal. And if you get this type of probiotic, you might have a narrow range. It's not a diverse range. So this is important as well, to understand that your body needs a wide range of active bacteria in your body that can help with the digestion.
And what's nice is if, what the heck, I'll say this, if you subscribe to the notion that Adam and Eve helped to populate the world, or even that there was the great flood and there was Noah and his family and they helped to repopulate mm-hmm. the world, there's two foundational probiotics that help to populate the whole digestive tract, and that's a lactobacillus and that's a bifidobacterium. And having those strains kept in the refrigerator, not kept at room temperature, but kept in the refrigerator, this company says you don't have to keep their probiotic, it's certified, you don't have to keep it in the refrigerator. I'm going to disagree with you, okay? And I will show you 9 ways from Sunday that probiotic isn't going to support your microbiome to go back to being balanced. The probiotic that we use in my office has those two as its primary ingredient, okay? And it's shipped to me from the company, shipped to me or shipped to my patients from the company in a refrigerated container. It comes with a cool pack and it comes with insulation. Why would the company go through the trouble of doing that if it wasn't necessary? If they could cut corners, if they could save expenses, they go through that process because it's non-negotiable. It has to be refrigerated. It has to be, mm-hmm. okay? But they've figured it out. If you have these two different strains and you put them in the system with what's already in there, whatever you need for your specific environment based on the foods that you're eating, your digestive system will adapt to whatever it is that you need to adapt to. And you've talked about in the past that there are different there's different probiotics that influence brain chemistry mm-hmm. based upon what's going on within the bowel.
Right.
And it's like, okay, well, yeah, now you and I are starting to talk about things that are above the average listener's pay grade, and it's not my intention to do that. But at the end of the day, there's more to this than the average person understands, which is why taking a good quality probiotic that's kept in the refrigerator all day, every day, it's not optional. Mm-hmm. It's required because of what we have done to our society and because of what's been done to our food and because of the nature of all the different chemicals that we're exposed to on a regular basis. And you have to learn how to set yourself up for success. And one of the ingredients, my hope is this show.
Yeah. Well, it certainly is important that people really get to appreciate how much goes into being healthy. And once you kind of understand that, it's not that complicated to take the action once you understand what you do and if you get the support that you need. We need to take another short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, there are a few other parts of the digestive disruptors that I'd like to talk to you about.
Absolutely, but please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Do you have health concerns? Are you or a loved one struggling with a health condition that has you worried? Worried it might get worse? Worried you will never be able to do the things you love anymore? Worried your life is slowly slipping away? Do you have a chronic pain condition? Do you have a specific health concern? Do you have concerns about your child's health? Do you want to learn about health and wellness? If you said yes to any of these questions, you need to go to spineboy.com.
SpineBoy.com is your information center for all your health concerns and how to restore and improve your health to its highest level. SpineBoy.com has over 1,000 articles on different health concerns. SpineBoy.com will inform you about your health concerns and what you can do without all the harmful medications and invasive surgeries. If you would like to restore and improve your health, go to SpineBoy.com. 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 Naturally.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you are listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park, that is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. If you want to get a hold of me, short of walking into my office that I just told you where I am, you should call my cell phone. That's the phone I carry, the phone I will answer, and that phone number is area code 845-561-2225. It is an 845 area code, but it is my cell phone. Again, 845-561-2225. If I don't answer the phone, please leave me a message. If you're inclined to want to text me, my phone does not receive texts, so please don't do that. But if you do want to text me to my email. My email is docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. And whether it's face-to-face, whether it's via phone, or whether it's via email, it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding what the concerns you have regarding your health. And so today, Mark and I, we've been talking about digestive system disruptors, and we've talked about the various ways that we do that, whether it's alcohol, over-the-counter medications, prescription medications, chlorine, fluoride, bromine. We didn't mention artificial colors and flavors.
Right, that's another one.
That disrupts your digestive system.
And along with those, I mean, one of the biggies that we haven't talked about.
One of the biggies or the biggie?
Maybe the biggie. I mean, antibiotics is a pretty big one. But this other one, we do deliberately, which is sugar.
We do it deliberately. We don't do it deliberately, but we're forced to do it because of the effects of antibiotics, which we mentioned earlier in the show. It creates an overgrowth of yeast and candida. And yeast and candida feed off of what?
Sugar.
Sugar. And so when you have a excess amount of yeast and candida overgrowing in your bowel system, and they alter your brain chemistry, they're going to make you make poor decisions. And those poor decisions is going to cause you to reach for their chief fuel, their number one love in life, because it's what gives them life, and that is sugar. So we become sugarholics. We become sugar junkies. We mentioned the adult form of sugar, which is alcohol. All of these things create digestive system disrupting, and the sugar itself actually feeds and enhances and reinforces that digestive system disruption. And so where do we get sugar from, Mark?
Where do we get sugar from? Yeah. All different. Well, I mean, there's obviously the kind of sugar like granulated sugar.
Right.
But a lot of it comes from other carbohydrates, especially the refined ones, which are the ones that you really
we want to stay away from as much as possible. And so it's important to appreciate that sugar is a major source of digestive system upset. And just to review and to recap, so to speak, when you put sugar in the body is going to feed the excess yeast and candida that are probably overgrowing as a result of antibiotics. Now, how do you get to the antibiotics? Well, when you take too much sugar into your system and you grow too much yeast and candida, you actually stretch the digestive system wall and you create little tiny micro tears that allow undigested whole foods to leak over into the bloodstream. That's called leaky gut. And when you have a leaky gut going on, you'll eventually develop allergies. Allergies suppress the immune system. When you suppress the immune system, then bacteria, viruses, parasites, virons, etc., have an ability to get into the body. Once they're in the body and you have a full-blown infection, if it's a bacterial infection, what are they going to give you?
Antibiotics.
Right. And now the antibiotics creates more of that digestive system disruption, and you now have a vicious cycle. And guess what? If you are hearing my voice right now, you have this problem because you have been exposed to antibiotics. You probably consume refined processed sugar. Therefore, you are growing this dysbiosis right now, and you're creating health problems. And if you have this going on, and you do, it would behoove you to do something about it. I am a source that can help you deal with that. I'm not the only source. If you have a practitioner that you're currently seeing that already has talked to you a little bit about this, or maybe you want to go in and, man, I heard Dr. Huntoon on the radio and he mentioned this. Could you check me for that? Do you think I have that? Could you, you know, doesn't matter to me who you use as a resource. I just want you to use a resource to help yourself, somebody who actually understands what's going on with you. I do this show every week to give you the understanding that you need to empower yourself, to put you in the driver's seat of your health destiny, not to be a passenger that the Food and Drug Administration and the Environmental Protection Agency and all the other different companies and agencies, et cetera, that have a vested interest in making sure you end up sick. I want to make sure that you don't exercise your right to participate in their world. I want you to participate in the world that you want to be in, which hopefully means that you want to be healthy.
So I keep hearing some listeners out there thinking, well, they've outsmarted this sugar issue because they use all these artificial sweeteners and they're not using sugar.
Well, like stevia.
Yeah. Or any of them, they get their zero Cokes or their, you know. What do you say to that?
Yes, you see the smile on my face, and maybe the listener hears the smile in my voice. Those are all chemicals. I don't care if it is stevia. Stevia exists as a plant. What do you think they do in order to extract the sweetener from the stevia plant, Mark?
They process it.
They do, and what do you think they use in the processing of that?
Ooh, that I don't know.
They actually use alcohol.
Okay.
And so they're extracting the sweetener, okay? It's put into an alcohol solution, and then they heat it so that the alcohol boils off. And now you're left with this, what's the word? I can't remember. You're left with this white powdery substance that has a sweetener in it, but it's natural. It's made from a stevia plant, but the process that they go through in order to make it artificially bastardizes it, and then your body doesn't process it the way nature would want you to process it. If you put a stevia leaf in your mouth, you're not going to taste sweetness until it starts to digest. Let it sit on your tongue for a couple of minutes, then you might start to taste some of the sweetness, but you may taste some other things before it finally becomes sweet. All right. And so what's important to appreciate is that artificial sweeteners, even the natural artificial sweeteners, have been processed.
Well, hello. I mean, sugar, which was originally come from sugar cane. Sugar cane is natural.
Sugar cane is fine.
Exactly.
If you go down to Haiti where they grow sugar cane and you look at all the people that live in Haiti who suck on sugar cane all day, every day, they've got the most beautiful white chiclets in their mouth and their teeth are just strong as can be. Why? Because sucking on sugar cane has all the vitamins, the trace minerals, the cofactors, even the enzymes that help you process the sweetener out of the sugar cane.
Right.
So it's not been bastardized and processed and refined and stripped of all of those things. When you have the white sugar that they sell that sits on all the tables of every restaurant that you can put into your coffee that's readily available, why do you think it's so readily available? Because they want everybody to be addicted to it.
It's a fascinating thing. Well, this has been another great conversation to have, Dr. Rick. We're about out of time for today's show, but I'm sure people have had their interest piqued, would like to get some more questions asked. What's the best way to reach you?
Best way to reach me is to give me a call directly at 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. That is my cell phone. That's the easiest way to get a hold of me. I'd love for you to stop into the office, come to a free class every Tuesday evening at 6:30 at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park, that is in Pooler, Georgia. Take one evening out of your life to come get some healthful information to put your health back in control and to get yourself back on the healthy world. Just one night a week, one night. Just come for one night. Call ahead. Make a reservation. Come to a free class on a Tuesday evening. You can email me at docrick@spineboy.com. Whatever it takes, I'm here to help. I'm here to answer your questions. I'm here to empower you. So that's it for this week's show. I ask you to tune back in next week, same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying I appreciate you and I look forward to speaking with you again next week when your health matters.
What started out as a headache has become a pain in the butt. What was just an itchy finger now is a swollen foot. Doctor, I've been out of breath and I've never walked up a hill. Avoid all diet and exercise, I'd rather give you a pill. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.